Namaste. My name is Uwe Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, why is therapy necessary? Or therapy. What do you think? Okay. When we are going on the inner path, we should surrender to a guru. And in previous time, it was so that when we surrender to a guru, that the guru could do everything with us. This means also to kill us when we didn't surrender and play these stupid ego games. This was true for every spiritual master. For the Sufis, for instance, they were in secret, living in nobody knows who they have been. They had to wait 5 to 20 years to get accepted. And he was checking you secretly if this guy is good or not good, or good enough for the inner path to surrender. You see, these gurus didn't want it to waste their time on an idiot who didn't surrender. We didn't want that. They spend so much time and energy, and then this guy is playing nasty ego games. Then there were the decision quite simple, just kill him. And because the disciple had known it, that the thing is seriously. For instance, in the Hindu scripture, the right guru is more important than the right spouse, or the best spouse. Because they have known it, they took it seriously. And I'm here since 45 years on the inner path. And I have seen at least 10,000 people on the inner path, and they had been all wrong because they didn't like to surrender. A short example is, for instance, I was coming to Ama, so I was eating my raw kost and not eating with the other people together, my fruits and so on. And then I went to the dining hall room, and everywhere was a sign, silence. Here should be silence, nobody should speak. And on every table, they were speaking like crazy. Does it mean that this is surrender? Or what kind of surrender is it? Today, even we don't need the surrender when we make therapy. That is the solution. For the other example is also, when you don't believe, a mentor for me had applied for the 5th Dan in karate. In Japan, with a Japanese master and so on. And he had to give permission that his master could chop his head with a saber to every single moment for the 5th time. Do you think that my mentor and all the other people didn't take this seriously? That they were all the time aware what was happening in this dojo when they're exercising, aware what the guru was making, aware what the guru was telling them, because this situation was life-threatening. Okay, and today we don't need this when we make therapy. Because in therapy, we learn to be in our heart instead to live in our head. And this you see everywhere in this process. They are so in their head. He gets rid of our obstacles, this means traumas, instead of us that hinder us to accomplish our spiritual and worldly goals. If you have some traumas, they can block everything inside of yourself. They can block that you cannot sleep with a woman, that you cannot have any sex, that you cannot keep money. It's all the time traumas. Get rid of them. And with therapy, it's easy to get rid of them. We purify our emotion with a therapy that we know what we are doing and what are our true feelings and not what are the feelings that were conditioned through our childhood. And that we don't project our feelings on other people. We don't play these terrible ego games anymore. And this you see, my God. As when I was working, my God. Waste of time. We learn to live more in the here and now and enjoy more in the here and now because we got rid of our traumas and can enjoy our time better. We learn to give up our ego for a certain time and so on, and to become humble, yes. And so we don't need the threat of the server anymore. Yes, it's just this easy solution. And if I see today that these terrible spoiled people, and I don't say that every spoiled person is terrible, told in the head, no compassion, pure emotion, no faith, no love, no compassion, and speaking wise words that they never could understand, that they never have lived. And in previous time, the master would just chop the head. Today, the spiritual master are making a good living from the devotees, and they don't demand anything. Because I can't demand anything anymore. So I had the fortune that I was a disciple of Bhagwan or Osho, and he was demanding that everybody makes feelings and body-oriented therapy to get rid of this ego, to feel more. And he was totally right. Or he was actually the only guru who was right in this point. The only goal. We need the therapy to be more in our heart. We need it, everybody, without any exception. And then the people could easily learn meditation with Osho or with Bhagwan because of the therapy. So, I don't say that Osho was enlightenment or a divine incarnation because there doesn't exist enlightenment or divine incarnation or this holy stuff or so. For the Sufis, Christian, Taoist, and Buddhist, doesn't exist enlightenment, and they don't exist also a divine incarnation. For Sufis, everything is divine. For the Buddhists, everything is divine. For the Christian, not so much, but there's still something divine. And for the Taoist, it's also everything divine. So there is no divine incarnation. Okay? So thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.